Hello and welcome back to Cork Meet, where the place is buzzing. There are not half as many people here as you think there are, but they're making an awful lot of noise. Now, I've stumbled across somebody from the UK, and I'm a complete, utter devotee of the Lake District, and I've had one or two wonderful experiences in Manchester when I used to work in the UK. So, hey presto, an amazing surprise. The UK Trade and Investment Northwest, Angela Howarth. How do you spell Howarth?
H-A-W-O-R-T-H.
There you are. Angela, what on earth are you doing at Cork Meet?
I'm here at Cork Meet with a client of ours in the northwest of England who is very much interested in exporting to Ireland. It's a company based in Manchester, so we're here to meet potential distributors and agents.
People who will distribute the stuff in Ireland?
Basically, yeah. We're looking for distributors who will distribute my clients' products in Ireland.
Can you tell us, or is it under wraps, what your client's product is?
Okay.
I just wanted to know whether it was something that needed an enormous lorry, or whether it was something that could be... No, you don't have to. I don't want to embarrass you now.
No, it's fine. Basically, the company is called Finger Shield Security, and they provide finger guards for doors for children, basically. So they produce...
I didn't look too close.
No, keep going. You're doing great. I have children. I'm completely riveted.
They produce finger guards for doors.
No, keep
going. How would you describe your product?
No. Say finger nothing. Guard. I want to hear her say it. Go on. Okay. Finger guards for kids.
For doors to protect children. So they target the likes of the councils, like nurseries.
Hey, is this to stop kids getting their fingers jammed in a revolving door in a public building, causing consternation?
Yes.
You are on the side of the angels bringing them to Ireland. I mean, there are loads of revolving doors in Ireland and children could easily get stuck in them. We got interrupted by a phone call, so I had to reject the phone call. Carry on, sorry. Say more about children with fingers in doors.
Their product basically protects children against chucking their fingers indoors. So they are looking for distributors of this product. They've been established since about 1995. They're now looking at exports into Ireland. They're looking for distributors or agents to be able to distribute their product.
So in addition to distributing it, I bet they want to actually sell it.
Of course, yes.
And look, is this your first time in Cork?
It is my first time in Cork, yes. I have been to Dublin once for many years.
Okay, look, I have to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me one or two first impressions of Cork. We will never hold you to it, and we'll never remember that you said this. But what do you think of Cork? Very first time. Come on, say them.
The friendliest city that I've ever been to, seriously. And it's very beautiful.
How many cities have you been to in your life?
Many. I've not actually been to Cork city centre, but the people I've met have been the friendliest people I've ever met.
Well, we better market that. Give me something else that you've noticed about Cork. Anything else?
Can the door still close?
Yeah, of course it can. Yeah. No, it's a pet door.
No, I've heard people say that it's a pig of a place to drive around, you know, and it's very difficult to drive.
I've never driven, but I took a taxi yesterday and it's fine.
Well, look, it's wonderful to have you here. I put you on the spot. I'm very grateful. This is going out on Audio Boo. And it'll go out via two things, right? It'll go out via Twitter and Facebook to the people who I'm connected with via both of those. And I've done something like 5 reports on Cork Meet so far, audio reports. So that's the idea. Have you ever been to anything like this already before?
I'm fairly new to the organisation, but my colleagues regularly go to various different events like this all over Europe.
And are you just here for the next 2 days, or are you hanging around for a bit longer?
I'm here until Friday.
Great. Look, have a great time, and thanks ever so much for putting up with me. All the best.
It's been fun.
Bye-bye.